Yeno was born in Los Angeles, California at Miguel Hospital. Her parents moved here around the early 80s, and she is Chinese Vietnamese. At her preteens, she moved to Philadelphia at the age of 12.
That movie would be Dennis the Menace. I mean, we had the little crazy, you know, like, we didn't have much money. We play with whatever we can find. I mean, occasionally, you know, our parents do get us toys, but they're not, like, the expensive Mattel Barbie dolls or freaking, you know, basketball or anything like that. Because it's kind of like, you know, having four kids and them paying to support a house, a boat, a car. It's really, really expensive.
Then she talked about her childhood.
As a kid, whenever, you know, we finished doing our homework, like right after school, after we finished doing our homework, watching our favorite cartoons, mm-hmm. and getting a bite to eat, we'll do a little bit of chores around the house. My mom would give us like a dollar. If we're lucky, we'll get a dollar. If not, we'll get a quarter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll go play in the LA River. And as soon as the ice cream truck or the snow cone man or the corn man. Let me just clarify. The corn man is a guy that walks around with this cart and this little bike horn. He has actual corn in there. Mm-hmm. And when he comes over, he'll add, I think it was what, butter, Parmesan cheese, and paprika. That is like absolutely the best thing ever. It is awesome. And it's only 50 cents. But, you know, when those three people come around, you know, us kids, whatever we had in our pockets, we'll run up to them and we'll buy whatever we can. And then we'll lay on the in front yard. On the grass and look up at the sky while we're eating ice cream, hoping the ice cream doesn't fall on our face.
What her childhood means to her.
I had a more meaningful childhood. I understand the value of a dollar. Mm-hmm. I cherish the value of a dollar, not like most kids nowadays. I mean, back then I was super happy with a quarter. Nowadays, kids aren't even happy with a dollar, and they negotiate with you on a dollar. I mean, back then my mom... Yes, I mean, like, child abuse is wrong. Mm-hmm. But there's a borderline between abuse and teaching a kid a lesson. Mm-hmm. Okay? Some of these people, yes, they do go overboard. They do cause bleeding and bruises and all that stuff. But when we were kids, if we did something wrong, my dad would just, you know, he would have a feather duster. Oh, that thing hurt. If he didn't have a feather duster, he'll have a broomstick. Uh-huh. And after all of that, we have a...
Her father did some cruel things to her, but she learned her lesson.
After beating our butts, we would sit there. We'll have to knee in front of the shrine and pull on our ears. My dad would light an incense, which is round off. Takes about 15, 20 minutes to actually burn off. Mm-hmm. He will put the incense... And we cannot move until that whole incense burns off. Mm-hmm. That was our punishment. After we get our butt whooped... We had to kneel down in front of the shrine for about 20 minutes. And then after that, then he'll just sit there and be like, do you know why I beat you? Did you know why you just got hit? Did you know what you did wrong? He basically make us realize what we did wrong. And at that time, I mean, like, you know, no kids like to be beaten. Nobody likes mm-hmm. to be beaten. But we learned our lesson and we knew what we did wrong. You don't necessarily have to beat the living shit out of them. To teach them a lesson, mm-hmm. just introduce a little bit of fear, and that'll go a long, long way.
Yang had wonderful memories and bad ones. She is the daughter who, like, will work hard, and she would do anything to enjoy her
everything.
Child.
But, I mean, at that time, education was mm-hmm. more innocent. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, everybody knows Santa's fake. Back then, you didn't. You had to discover it yourself. I pulled on Santa Claus's beard, and I freaked out when I found out it was my teacher. Uh-huh. That was not cool.
You remember all these memorable memories in her childhood. She would try to find a way to be entertained.
California was fun. I mean, we kids got to do whatever it was, you know, whatever we wanted. We were outside playing dodgeball with freaking old basketball we found. Mm-hmm. Okay, we were playing till the sun came down. We had a gated area and a large play area. Here in Philadelphia, we don't have a front yard. We don't have a backyard. We have sidewalks, we have the streets, and it's just not a safe environment for us to play in. Life here, it was difficult. I mean, like, being.
She will have to adapt to the new environment, and she will have to fit in with everyone else. She will have to be cautious around Philadelphia because it's dangerous, and she misses California.
And with that, you know, being the new Asian kid that you know, from California that loves bell bottom, I was bullied a lot. Mm-hmm. I was actually bullied by one of the kids that had a special need. He wanted to bully me, and I, in return, tried to kick his ass. I ran after him, and I threatened to bash his head in because it was like, you know, after months and months and months of taking his bully. Mm-hmm. I finally had enough of it from that day on. After I showed him that I wasn't scared, he didn't bully me anymore.
Then she faced another obstacle.
Cambodian girls, them on the other hand, they're always like, you know, they want to mess with me because I was a chunky new Asian kid that has bell bottoms. So, you know, it was definitely a lot harder. Something completely different from what I'm... But in the end, it's a lot better now. The only thing is, all I have is... I mean, like, they're just looking for attention. Back then, the educational system was pretty stupid, okay? It was just kind of like, you get it, especially in South Philly, when you went to Barrett, okay? I went to Barrett Middle School. Barrett Middle School was one of the worst fucking school in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. I went to Barrett Middle School, and in that school, it's more like, don't get pregnant, don't get killed, graduate, and you're good. Uh-huh. That's all they cared about.
She grew up and no one held her hands with her education. Her parents cared about the passing grades, but other than that, she kind of struggles with school back then.
My mom, when we first moved to Philly, the only English she knew how to say was thank you. Mm-hmm. My dad didn't know any English. Mm-hmm. I was the first kid, you know, I was the oldest kid, so everything was kind of like, you know, test and trial through me. Middle school didn't guide me through anything. In California, in order for my mom to survive, my mom was so enclosed at home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just to keep an eye on me and my brothers. My dad was a construction worker. Mm-hmm. And on the weekends, we have a boat. My mom and dad, being, you know, from the fisherman family back in, you know, China, Vietnam, they would take the boat and they make their own net. They would catch about 700 pounds worth of fish to bring it home. Over the weekend, they'll sell it for $1, $1.50, $2 a pound. They heard about the opportunity here in Philadelphia, especially after my uncle already opened up a couple of stores here. So they came down here and we started having our own business.
Being the oldest one is not easy.
I hate it so bad because my mom depended on me for everything. 5 o'clock in the morning, she'll go, Ying, wake up. You know, we're going to go get supplies for the store. It's 5 a.m. Like a typical kid, you know, you're going to sit there and whine and cry and everything, and your mom's going to threaten to hit you. Mm. My mom was like the neighborhood alarm clock. Her voice was so loud, she'd wake up everybody. Struggles living in Philadelphia. When we were younger, it was, you know, scared people were going to rob us because we had a store. Actually, we did have a couple of people try to rob us, and my dad actually did end up getting shot at. My dad got shot. A bullet entered in through his shoulder and ended up very, very close to his spine. But other than that, I mean, we still kept to our value, you know? We still kept to our value during holidays and all that stuff. Our whole family everybody would get together and it would be like eight minivans of Asian people mm-hmm. driving to a destination to have fun. Mm-hmm. If I could change something about my past, it'll be all the dumb shit. Some dumb lies that I told as a teenager. But, you know, if it wasn't because of those teenage dumb years, you would never grow into who you are today. So,
her relationships with her mother may get better.
Me and my mom, we were snapping at each other's throat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oh, my God. My mom was like, can I just call the cops and send you away? It was that bad. And, you know, like, I mean, as I got older, I understood why I talked to my mom the way I did. It's because, you know, at that time, it's kind of like I grew into my own mindset. I had my own way of thinking. It wasn't old school thinking like how they had it. And we just couldn't see eye to eye. I mean, it happens even to this day. So, I mean, with them moving here, running their business and everything, they depended a lot on me. But after a while, they started picking up English and they were able to handle, you know, most simple stuff by themselves. And that wasn't an issue. Anything that has to do with paperwork, I was forced to grow up a lot sooner mm-hmm. because I was the oldest kid and I was Asian. You know, being born into an Asian family as an oldest child, all the burden's on you.
Her struggles were out of control. She had to help her parents and her three younger brothers.
It was hard as hell.
On top of that, she is getting older, which means that she is trying hard enough not to cause any problem.
It also forced me to grow up a lot sooner than I wanted to, but it was a good thing. There are a lot of things out there that I understand now, and a lot of people are just kind of like completely still clueless about it.
In the end, Ying is a young woman who is strong in the inside and out because she had faced so many things when she was younger. Ying will always remember all memories.